Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Farinas World. Heute eine ganz besondere Folge und wir switchen gleich auf Englisch. Oder sollen wir den Podcast auf Deutsch machen? Ich habe nämlich heute meinen Verlobten dabei.
Hi guys.
Welcome, Philipp.
Thank you so much. It's good to finally be here.
Yes, so now I had my mom here, my dad, and now you're here as well.
Yeah,
I'm
full
very
circle.
happy. Full circle, yes. Full circle moment. And in 2 weeks, we are getting married.
What?
Yeah, so I thought we're gonna talk a bit about that because Svenja and I, we thought we're gonna talk about like getting married. What is the idea behind getting married? But then I thought it's much better if we do that together.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yes,
Because we are the ones getting married.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
In
very.
2 weeks, is it? In 2 weeks.
2 weeks to the day,
Crazy.
actually.
Oh,
Wow.
yeah.
Yeah,
Exactly.
that's really crazy to even think about it.
Yeah, but by the time you hear it, I think it's 2 days.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow. Even shorter.
So,
Okay.
yeah, it's coming up soon. And we wanted to talk a bit about the idea behind getting married because I think a lot of people think getting married means like forever and always. What do
Yeah,
you
I would
think
assume
about
so.
it?
I think when people do get married, they definitely have an idea of commitment for life. And that sort of overrides everything else. That's like the main thing. So, yeah, I think people do think that. And I think more importantly, people should think about how the marriage works together. How are you making each other happy? Is the family dynamic in such a way that it is good for the children as well as the adults. And yeah, these things should all be considered.
So, are you getting to married? Are you getting married forever and always, or until when?
Well, hopefully I will be, yes. Hopefully I will be. But yeah, that depends on how happy we both are.
I always say, I think it's better to get like, if you get married, you should commit to each other, like or. I think like the marriage works as long as you commit and prioritize each other.
Yes.
And I think it's a beautiful idea because friends of mine, you know them as well, Michi and Mark, they are getting married each year. So they kind of renew their wedding vows
Every
every
year.
year.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and promise each other every
Yeah.
year because like if you stop doing that,
Yeah, that should be almost a weekly thing instead of a yearly thing. It should be this renewal of commitment,
Yeah.
renewal of this energy to make the other person happy and
Yeah.
make yourself happy in the relationship. And
But I mean, they do it like a weekly ritual. So
they
they
do.
go somewhere every year. And
Yeah,
by
no,
the way,
that's very
going
nice.
somewhere. We are getting married in Denmark, by
Yes.
the way. Because maybe let's talk about the weird process of getting married when
When you're
you're a
foreigner.
foreigner, yeah. And we're both foreigners in each country because Philip is from South Africa, I'm from Germany. And we wanted to get married in South Africa. And I think we're still gonna have the celebration there.
Yes, we will still have half of the marriage.
Yeah. But like getting registered there is quite complicated because you need a Ehefähigkeitszeugnis. So first, if you look it up, it sounds super easy. It's like, okay, you just need a passport and an Ehefähigkeitszeugnis. And then I'm like, okay, well, an Ehefähigkeitszeugnis,
What is
marriage
it? How do you
certificate,
get
you know?
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought it's just something that proves that I'm not married yet. So easy to get. I just go back to Germany, get it, and go back to South Africa, and we get married. Easy.
Nope.
Nope. Da-dum.
Very difficult process,
Yeah.
and especially with the South African government, not a very easy thing to do. Takes very long and it only lasts for a very short time. So getting the timing right and getting making sure that everybody has all the documentation that allows them to get married to a foreigner is a very challenging thing.
Because here's the tricky part. It's not just that I need approval that I'm not married, but for me to get the approval that I'm not married and that I can get married in South Africa, I need his
Letter of impediment.
letter of impediment that states that he's not married. So it's kind of like a thing in itself.
Yeah.
Imagine you would need my letter of impediment to get
To
your
get
letter of
my
impediment.
it's a catch 22 for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was looking
Yeah.
into. But that's kind of also the thing with a wedding and a wedding visa, because I looked it up. I don't even know if you even looked it up, but I checked it. And if you wanted to, because he's here on a tourist visa now because it didn't work any other way, to get a wedding visa that we're getting, that we're allowed to get married, we have to have an appointment first. But in order to get an appointment, we need the visa first. So that's actually exactly how it works. So you can't get either or.
Silly.
Yeah.
But either way, so we have got now my visitor's visa, and we are getting married in Denmark because they require a lot less.
A lot less and nothing from, I mean, the passport, but other than that, nothing really from the government. So,
Yeah.
not any complicated documents that might not even be the right ones. Because also for the Ehefähigkeitszeugnis, is what I wanted to say, is you need like documents that don't really exist in the, in I was going to say in the US,
In
in
South Africa,
South
yeah.
Africa,
Yeah.
yeah. Because, I'm not even sure, like a Meldebescheinigung, you know what that is? Like a registration thingy. Because
No.
you don't really have a Meldepflicht. So I don't think that you even have like
No, I don't think
something like
so.
we have, like a Meldebescheinigung, just because you're not.
My government doesn't work the same way.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Makes
So
sense.
even the documents that we did order, we weren't even sure if it's the right ones. And then we had to wait 6 months to even get them.
Yeah, and to be honest, it's 6 months down the line, and I still have heard nothing from the
Nothing.
South African government about
Yeah.
my letter of impediment. So, yeah, that's
We
not an
gave up.
option.
So, yeah, we gave up and made it a bit easier for us.
Plus, now we're getting married on an island in a lighthouse, which is not something I think we would have been able to do in South Africa or in Germany. So, win-win.
Yeah, we would have probably not done it in South Africa in a lighthouse.
Yeah,
Maybe it's possible.
maybe, but
But we probably wouldn't have thought about
it's our island.
it. Yeah. Are there
Yeah.
any islands in South Africa? Where?
Yeah. The one
Oh,
with Mandela,
yeah, of course. Right in front of our eyes.
Mandela one. Yeah. It probably has a lighthouse.
Don't know, does it?
Yeah. That's the other lighthouse.
Oh, okay, yeah, probably. yeah. So, also, I don't think I ever talked about our get to know story. Maybe I have, but I want to hear it from you.
For me.
Yeah. I have to say it's a bit funny because in my book, I don't know if I ever told you that, but I mean the story of the book where how we got to know each other was like completely offline. I deleted Tinder and I'm like, oh, it's still possible to meet people like offline and without Tinder or anything. So I think it's a bit ironic that we actually met on Tinder.
Yeah, well, you couldn't stay off of it, apparently. Yeah, so we did meet on Tinder, and it was just a lucky swipe, I guess. And then for our first get together, we decided to go to Little Lion's Head in Lindano for a little hike up the mountain. And during this meeting, Karina showed zero interest in me. So I was a little bit bummed out. But in the end, I think I decided, you know what? It would be nice to be friends with a really cool German girl anyway. So we kept up the friendship. And then we went to
I have a question. Hold on before we con before you continue.
Yeah.
Because I showed zero interest. You did smoke on the hike? Did you just think, no, I don't care anymore, or?
Well, at that stage, it was sort of the end of my smoking career, if you want to say that. So I didn't even have a full packet on me. I had a single cigarette. And as you know, I was on the motorbike, so there was no smoking. So I think, and also one of the good spots to have a smoke is on top of a mountain. So it was maybe a bit of both, maybe a little bit of, I don't care anymore, and just enjoying the smoke on a good spot.
And I thought, again, an Afrikaans guy. If you read the story, you know why I'm like, no thanks. And then also smoking and like some things. I'm like,
Not for
no.
me.
Just generally, I don't really want any guy in my life at the moment. Not like that. Like friendship wise, maybe. Or definitely, because also it was during the pandemic, so a lot of my German friends weren't there, and it wasn't really possible to meet anyone outside offline because during that time I think restaurants were still closed, right?
Yeah, I think everything was in lockdown. A lot of times we weren't even allowed to go outside onto the mountains, which is quite
I
sad.
remember even on New Year's Eve, we weren't dating, but I didn't join your
Yes.
party because I had to be home by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you
Like
wanted to
everybody
go.
had to be home by 9 o'clock, not just me.
Yeah, I mean, we stayed over where we were.
But I didn't want to stay
But you
over at
didn't want to
someone
stay over.
else's house.
Yeah, no, that's the beginning, before anything even happened. So, yeah, the friendship developed. We went on various activities and adventures. And then for Rena's birthday, kind of meshed with one of my friend's birthdays. And we went into the mountains, into the Cedarburg, to the Pakhuis. And we went camping and rock climbing and cool adventures in the mountain.
And then you tickled my arm. And that
And that was the key,
was
apparently. I mean,
it.
but yeah, that weekend we hooked up, and I think I never looked back once.
We're almost married.
Yeah, 2 weeks away from, or 2 days away from marriage. That's crazy.
Crazy. Just by going on a hike with a stranger. And there's another funny story of the day we met. Because in the evening you went to a braai, and
And then
then
I met a new guy there who I'd never seen before at my friend's house. And I told them all about meeting this German girl today. And he immediately knew who you were. He was like, "Oh, Farina." I was like, "What? Does everybody know this German girl? What's going on?"
And what did
So
you think then?
for a second, I was like, "Oh man, is this girl just hooking up with all the guys in Cape Town?" But then I thought about our day and our conversations, and I thought, "No, no way."
But you know who he was now.
Not really. I can't remember that far.
Ex-boyfriend of a friend of mine.
Ex-boyfriend of a friend of yours. Okay.
And then I remember you told me. Oh, did you tell me or did someone else tell me? I think you told me that he said something like, be careful with that chick.
Yeah, I think I do remember
Yeah,
something like that. Where you did give me a warning about you.
but why?
Ugh, I can't.
I think because I was writing that book.
Oh.
So he was like, oh, rather be careful. She's writing a book about her ex. But I mean, I told him all about it.
Yeah.
So. It's not like a, it wasn't
It
a
wasn't a
big, like,
secret, yeah.
it wasn't a secret. That's how it
That's awesome.
started. And what are your values like in a relationship? Because I think that's also
So for me, growing up, I saw a lack of communication in my house. And also in my first few relationships, due to a lack of communication, it just didn't work out. So I decided along the way that communication is very important for me. People need to say how they feel, what they want, be truthful, you know. These things are super important, and I think that without communication in a relationship, that it's doomed to fail. It's yeah.
But what does communication mean to you? Because I think in the previous relationship, we also communicated a lot, but communication does not equal communication.
Yeah, communication is a two-way street, right? You can't just speak and not listen. You
Yeah.
have to take it in from both sides. And obviously, in a relationship, you are equals. So both of your voices should have equal power. Meaning that, you know, if the girl said she's unhappy about something, instead of getting aggressive or defensive about it, listen to it and understand, try and understand it and try and find a solution, you know, instead of pushing back, fighting back, and saying, "Oh no, but I'm feeling this, so we're both feeling something, let's address both things." You
Yeah, that's what I really like about our
know?
relationship. And
Yeah.
also, I think in the beginning, I don't know if you remember it, but I was committed and everything, but I wasn't like opening up from the very, very inside.
Yeah.
And I think like there was like a few triggers, and I was too scared to, or not really scared, but I just
You
didn't
just
want
aren't
to think
ready
about it.
to talk about it.
Yeah, because I also thought like, okay, if I talk about it, I think it was like a trust issue,
Yeah.
with so I thought like if I talk to you about it, then the
You might
response
push me
might,
away
yeah,
or yeah.
like something. And then at some point, like it took me very long, but at some point I just thought there's something that I want to talk to you about, but I don't know how.
Yeah, I
And
think it started you wrote a letter, if I remember correctly. The
whatever
first
it is,
one was a letter.
maybe.
Yeah, I remember
I do
that.
that often because for me it's easier because then you
Yeah.
don't have the pushback
No.
or whatever. You don't have any response from the other side and you can just get rid of your thoughts all at once, and they also sort of themselves a bit while writing.
Yeah. You've taught me that. During our relationship, that writing your thoughts down definitely gets them out, gets them ordered, and gets you ready to talk about it. Very helpful.
Yeah, but what I liked in that moment when I remembered when I said something like, I'm not ready to talk about it, or I don't know how.
Yeah.
I just couldn't say it. Like, I was ready to talk about it, but then I couldn't. And then you were like, okay, that's fine. Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah.
And in the other relationship, it was, or in the unhealthy relationship, I don't want to compare, but like, I think it's good to know like what's healthy, what's unhealthy. And in the unhealthy relationship that I had, it was always like, okay, but then tell me now, like, what is it?
Yeah.
You have to tell me now, because otherwise we can't solve it. And then there
Yeah.
was so much pressure, and I felt like in die Ecke gedrängt. I don't know how to say that in English, like pushed into a corner.
Okay.
And it always felt like I had this hand on my throat, because there was
Yeah.
always this force and push, and
Yeah,
like
that's not
just
healthy.
verbally or mentally, it wasn't like a physical thing, but it was so einengend, like narrowing,
Yeah.
very, very tight relate.
Yeah, I mean, when people are not ready to talk about things, there's no use in pushing it,
Yeah.
because a lot of the times those things will come out wrong then. They'll maybe say things that they don't mean, things that are not even linked to the situation, but more to the stress that you're causing now and forcing them to speak about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm all for that. Take your time. Think your thoughts, get your stuff across, and then speak to your other half. You know, communication. Without communication, you wouldn't know how your partner is doing, if they are happy in the relationship, if they need change. You have to listen and you have to speak.
And what do you think about change? Because you just talked about change.
Change is difficult. Look, and if the partner requires change, it will take a commitment. if you want to achieve this change, and if you want to give
But could you have an
quiet.
example? Like, if your partner wants change of you, isn't that like a bit of a bit too much to ask?
In some cases, I'm sure yes. It depends on what the change is and if it is healthy for the relationship and if you are willing to do it. Everybody is entitled to ask you what they want.
Yeah, definitely. But do you
And
have?
whether you say yes or no, that is your choice.
Yeah, I agree. Because I
Sometimes it
think,
can be too much.
yeah.
If you were to ask me to stop skydiving,
No.
I don't think we'd be getting married.
Yeah.
It's such a big part of my life and who I am and what I love to do that asking me to change
It's
that
also
is.
part of your character, basically. It's your hobby. So I think if you try or if you want your partner to change with like essential things that make up your personality, your character, and your
And then,
like
did you even
fun
like them
stuff,
in
then
the first place?
yeah.
Definitely. So yeah, there's definitely limits to what can. I suppose the only limit is what you accept. If I decided that you are more important than the skydiving, which by now you are, then that's a pros and cons I have to weigh up and make the decision for myself.
Yeah,
But
but I would
luckily.
not ask if anything
Luckily, before
stupid
we got
either.
to this point, I'm sure of that.
Yeah. I also want to talk about cooperation versus, wait, what do we always say?
So at the
Cooperation
beginning, we
versus.
also said we are not going to compromise,
Oh yeah, compromise.
we are going to collaborate.
Yeah, because I think a lot of like relationship as advice is always to
Compromise.
compromise.
Everybody needs to compromise all the time.
Yeah,
And instead
but
of this, we decided to collaborate.
yeah, because I think when you compromise, it automatically means that one of each doesn't get what they want.
Yeah, there's a loser.
Yeah.
And nobody should be a
Or even
loser
both.
in a
Like if you
friendship.
compromise and just do like half of what each wants, then
Nobody
yeah,
wins.
nobody wins. And both are like kind of also feeling some kind of rejection,
A
a
resentment, even.
resentment towards the other partner.
Totally, yeah.
And with a cooperation, I mean, maybe it doesn't always work, cooperation. If one wants to be like polyamorous and one wants to be mono. I don't know the English words for that.
Monogamous.
Monogamous, then obviously a cooperation won't work.
No.
Then,
See, those are again the choices of the changes.
yeah.
No, but the collaboration, I think, in essence, it would just be like we both get what we want
Yeah.
99% of the time.
Yeah. Simple example. If we wanna eat something, and we think about should we go to a Mexican restaurant or a burger restaurant? Completely different things. I'm like,
Burger
Mexican for me.
for me.
I want a quesadilla, you want a burger.
Yeah.
So we could try to find a restaurant
It
that
does
offers
both.
both. I guess there are some that do offer both. So we either do that, but maybe we don't like the choices. I really want to go to that Mexican restaurant, and you really want to have that smash burger from that place. So instead of compromising and saying, okay, today you decide, tomorrow I decide, we cooperate and say, okay, we
We
get
both get
both.
what we
Yeah.
want.
And we either make plans with other people, meeting them there, or we get
We get the
takeout
stuff
and
and
eat
we eat.
alone. Yeah. Or wherever, and on a beach or wherever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it's been working very well for us.
Yeah.
In most cases,
Yeah, I can't remember where
we
we
didn't.
did compromise. Anything about the wedding? Oh, it was also so easy with the wedding. Every decision was just
I
like,
mean, the
hey, should we choose this?
compromise was just the government forcing us to get these things.
Yeah.
But the collaboration was we're going to an island in a lighthouse in a beautiful place.
Yeah.
We made it work.
Yeah.
No.
Also, I think often we're not too set on like what has to happen. Like for me, it was also an option to get married in Copenhagen, and but I wasn't set on it. It wasn't for me like, no, we have to do this, and you were like, we have to do that. I'm like, doesn't matter. Like, we want to get married. Doesn't matter where.
Exactly, yeah. Whatever works.
And then also because we did book some wedding planners. If you need some advice, let us know. Because yeah, we have wedding planners that gave us like a list from things to choose from, and we're both like, I think we just want a simple wedding, like because this is only the official part. We're still gonna have a celebration, and I think the only thing we booked was the lighthouse and confetti.
Yeah, I mean, we kept it simple, but I think it's going to be unique and it's going to be awesome. And our family will be there, just our parents on both sides. So it will be special.
And I think it's very cool as well because they're all going to be there. They have met before, but
But not
not
all of
all at the
them
same time.
together at once.
So that's going to be exciting. And then we completely skipped the proposal story.
Okay.
But we are getting married by the sea because we got
We got engaged,
engaged by the sea.
but we also live by the sea.
Yeah, that's true.
It's part of our lives now.
Yeah. But there was a cool thing with a whale. So a whale has become our
Symbol of our relationship.
because actually not only that one time, not just during the proposal, there was like a funny
Multiple
moment.
times, yeah.
There was a funny moment where we were driving down Chapman's Peak. If you know Cape Town, you know Chapman's Peak. If you don't know Cape Town, Chapman's Peak is like Highway 1 in the US. So it's a very, very beautiful, windy road across the along the ocean. Beautiful, beautiful. And we're driving down there, and I don't know, you say we had some kind of fight or something.
Yeah, we had a little argument about something. I think maybe one of our very few times where we actually did compromise. And to break the tension a little bit, I just pointed to the ocean and said, "There's a whale."
And I have to say, it was not
It's
like
not even
whale
whale
time. There was
season
no whale
yet.
season. There was no whales anywhere. But you said
And just by
that.
chance, as soon as I pointed, a little water spurt came out of the ocean and there was a whale.
So I looked over. I'm like, wow. And you
Yeah.
didn't even look. You're like, huh? Why is she saying, oh, wow?
Yeah.
I just made a joke. But then he looked and he's like, what? It's
Very
actually a whale.
crazy situation.
So since then, I'm always like, just be careful where you're pointing to, otherwise the poor whale will fall out of the sky now here in Berlin. So that's why we're getting married by the ocean in a lighthouse, because in case a whale decides to show up, it can fall in the
Yeah, maybe I will get us one for the week.
water. And then for the proposal, there was also a whale.
Yeah, so for the proposal,
Where was it?
it was in Coffee Bay in South Africa on the Eastern Cape, on the eastern side of the country. And we went for sunrise in the morning, super early, very
Kind of still in my sleeping thing.
Random thing to do, but we went for sunrise on the beach in this special place named the Hole in the Wall, where there's a big cliff in front of you and there's a hole
In the
straight
ocean.
through. And I really wanted to see the sunrise through the hole, but the alignment was a little bit wrong. So we just enjoyed the sunrise and I picked up something off the ground and asked Sabrina if she would be my wife. And as soon as she said yes, we both stood up and embraced each other, looked at the hole, and lo and behold, a whale came through and said congratulations.
It was like one fin out. Hello, congratulations. It was the only whale that we saw through the hole. There were actually lots of whales on that day. Afterwards, we went up.
We climbed onto one of the cliffs and we sat there for a while.
There we saw a lot of whales, but it was the only whale. after that proposal.
And it was
But
so close
besides
to
that,
the hall.
oh,
He was
yeah.
right there. He was within a few hundred meters from us, just waving.
Yeah, that
So
was so cool.
yeah, the whale has definitely become a symbol. And
I think we looked up what it means, but I
oh, can't
forgot.
remember either.
That
We
was
should have
it.
checked.
Yeah. Oh, well. You can Google it. We'll Google it
Tell
afterwards, I
us in the
thought.
comments what
Yeah,
this
tell us
means.
in the comments. That's a
What
good idea.
does a whale symbolize in a relationship?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think we've discussed everything.
I think so. Anything else about the wedding? Because I mean, we didn't talk that much about the wedding now, but also we don't have. I think that it was very nice because you said the other day, I think other couples are super stressed out like 2 weeks before,
Yeah.
and we're just like, everything's organized,
We're
we
just
just
waiting
didn't
for the
show up.
time, yeah.
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 And I think it's really nice to just have like a relaxed day. We still need to write our vows. Oops.
Not that relaxed, eh? Yeah. No, but I think the way we're doing it is really speaks to our characters as well.
Yeah.
Just wanna have a good time in a nice place with the people we love.
Yeah. And everybody should just get married the way.
They
Because I mean,
want.
I've seen so many weddings. I've photographed many, many, many weddings. And I think the most beautiful weddings are the ones that are very like personal, that are like one of my favorite weddings. Liebe Grüße an Tina and David. They got married in Spain and everything was so individual and unique.
Nice.
She was a cook, so her bouquet had like artichoke, broccoli, and stuff in it, and
Nice
it
bit.
wasn't like the typical bouquet. And he was a programmer, so the ring was a letter from his keyboard.
Nice.
And what else? Ach, there was like so much. She made her own wedding cake, and everything was just so unique and
Yeah, that's
personal.
great.
And I think, I mean, also
Thanks.
our ring case is also very.
Yeah, we also designed our own rings, and we have a ring case that's 3D printed by one of my friends. So it's also bringing a little bit of our own character
Yeah.
now into our own wedding, which is great.
Yeah, I only saw the ring case. It was a surprise for me. I only saw it last week, 2 weeks
Yeah, you haven't seen
ago.
the
No,
ring.
that's like a surprise for me. I did not want to see my own ring, which is a bit risky. What if
Yeah.
does it fit?
No, it
But
fits.
I did have an engagement ring, and so it should be the same size
It is.
because it's also the same person who made it. Yeah.
No, it's definitely the same size and same
Yeah.
ticket.
Did you try it on your
Fit there.
small finger? Yeah.
All done fit there perfectly, and the new one as well.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so it's a surprise. I'll see it on the wedding day.
Yep.
Yeah.
On the day I ask you if you become my wife.
You
Okay.
so much for being here.
My
Thank you so
pleasure.
much for listening.
Thanks, guys.
And also maybe share your value. First of all, share the whale story. If you have a whale story, share it in the comments. And also, if you know the meaning of a whale in the relationship, share it with us. And yeah, what do you think? What are your values for your relationship? I would like to know. And then, yeah, I hope you are having a great day. And if you like this episode, it would be great if you give us 5 stars on wherever you hear it. And then we hear each other again in the next one, or you hear a previous one. Bye
Ciao.
bye.